Fund Value and Action Group are delighted to welcome the decision of a board panel to refuse permission for the 49-1 turbines in the Fund Valley. This decision is long overdue. It has been deferred on numerous occasions, and it has been a very difficult time for all concerned in the community.
We haven't seen the full inspector's report yet, but what do you know of the on-board panel decision?
We know that the board considered the information contained in the environmental impact statement and the Natura impact statement as inadequate, and it does not enable a comprehensive assessment of the potential impact of the proposed development on the birds listed. And there is proximity to special areas of conservation also noted, and a few other areas around whipper swans, Greenland white-fronted geese, failure to satisfactorily address habitat loss, disturbance for birds.
In terms of the local community, this was very much a united campaign, many, many hundreds of people involved. Without that level of community involvement and support, would this campaign have been as effective?
Indeed, Donald, it was very complex. No community should have to deal with a situation like this where a company comes in, you know, with foreign investors that tend to just impose the development of a huge magnitude on the local residents. Everybody came together, everybody was united. We value our landscape very, very highly and the integrity of the community. We hired environmental planning consultant Mr. Peter Crossan and his team who assessed the complex application, who worked with a team then of internationally renowned experts, and a submission on behalf of the group was a huge achievement, and I think that the community should be congratulated, you know, for coming together.